You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is the Kingdom Sound Broadcast. Victory, or VIP, is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We want to invite you to come out and fellowship with us Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr., Pastor Teresa Robinson. We like to say you may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as a VIP. I'm your host, Minister Andre Jordan, in the studio today. When you visit us, you're going to leave as family, part of the family of God. So we're just gracious to the Lord, thankful to Him for all of His goodness to be back on the radio with you today. Thank you for those that listen, that let Pastor Robinson know that you heard the broadcast. We appreciate you guys, and we pray that the broadcast is always being a blessing to you. We want to share the truth about Jesus and lift up His name and give the hope that we find in the scriptures to the world. For Christ so loved the world that He gave, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and that is Jesus Christ. All right, today we're looking at the parables and the miracles of Jesus. There's a lot we can learn by looking into the Word and following the blueprint of Jesus. What did Jesus do? And looking at our lives and examining our lives and aligning our lives with the truth of God's Word and the example that Christ has set before us. So, Father, right now I pray in the name of Jesus for your anointing, Father, that breaks all yokes and destroys burdens, that lift weights. Father, we pray that your anointing would go out over these airways. If the Word of God would hit the targets of the hearts of men and women, and including my own, Father, we need Christ like never before. So we pray that the Word would have free reign, liberty in the Word, that the people of God and those that are divinely appointed to hear the broadcast would have ears to hear, eyes to see, and that you would pierce the hearts of those that the Holy Spirit is calling to salvation. Let hearts be saved today. Let people's hearts and minds be delivered. Let someone give their life to Christ and let us know. Reach out to us and say, hey, I was listening to the broadcast and I got saved. So we're going to go and look at this Word today. It is in John 2. We're going to look at verses 1 through 11. And just want to say again, thank you, thank you, thank you, all of our faithful listeners to this broadcast. God bless you, and we thank you. John chapter 2, verse 1 reads, "And on the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage." It's so important that we invite Jesus into whatever it is we're doing. Point number one, invite Jesus into the matter, into the marriage, into the business, into the job, into the meeting, into the ministry, into the house of God, into our homes. It's so important to invite Jesus in. So Jesus was invited, his disciples were invited. John chapter 2, verse 3, "And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And when the wine supply ran out," that's why they wanted wine, "Jesus' mother spoke up and said, Jesus, they have no more wine." So as we're looking at these parables and we're looking at these miracles that Jesus did, I believe it's a blueprint for us to see, what does it take to get a miracle? What did Jesus do to bring about the miraculous? Because that's something that we can look at his example and we can say, okay, let me take the tips. Let me take his strategy. Let me be one also that in the name of Jesus, we will work miracles, signs, miracles, wonders will follow us, those that believe. When they ran out of the supply of wine, Jesus's mother Mary said, "Jesus, they have no more wine." When our supply runs out, do we tell Jesus? When you and I in our lives, when our supply of food runs out, when our supply of finances run out, when our supply of joy runs out, when our supply of patience runs out, do we tell Jesus? Remember, point number one, invite Jesus into the matter. Whatever you fill in the blank, invite Jesus in. Now look at us. How do we respond when we run out of supply? Do we tell Jesus all about it? Because he already knows our trouble. Before we speak, the scripture said, God already knows, but he still wants us to come to him and tell him about it. Why? Because we know that he is the provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is our supply. So in our lives, when there's a famine of love, famine of peace and joy and strength and wisdom, whatever the case may be, natural things, food, clothing, house, shelter, job, car, whatever it is, tell Jesus what the need is. Bring the need to Jesus. Express the need to Jesus. Because point number one was invite Jesus in the matter. Point number two, tell Jesus all about the matter. Let's look at verse 4. "And Jesus answered his mother and said, Woman, dear woman, what have I to do with thee?" Dear woman, that's not our problem. Jesus replied, "Mine hour, my time has not yet come." So he says, "Dear woman, they're out of wine. That's not our problem. My time has not yet come." Jesus was following the prophetic clock of God of what and when he was released to function in his assignment, his mandate, his purpose, God's plan for his life. He says, my hour hasn't come. You early. You're ahead of schedule. You're ahead of time. You're bringing this up to me. That's not our problem or concern. Jesus's mother said unto the servants that were around, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Now, this is key. Point number two, do what Jesus tells you to do. I've got to do what Jesus tells me to do. Why? Because all power has been given to him, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess. We have the ability. We've been authorized, deputized, made ambassadors to steward the earth, to have dominion and walk in Christ's authority. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. On the other side of our obedience is blessing. On the other side of our following his instructions is blessing. On the other side of us doing what Jesus tells us to do is deliverance. On the other side of doing what Jesus tells us to do is breakthrough. On the other side of doing what Jesus tells us to do is our miracle. We're looking at these parables intently and on purpose. We're trying to dissect and see what was Jesus doing that you and I can glean and implement and go forth as Christ in the earth as he's called us to do. As he is, so are we. His mom said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. I'm telling you today, do it, do it, do it. In the name of Jesus, whatever Jesus instructs you, whatever Jesus tells you, do it. Obey God. Obey the word of God. And we will reap everything God has for us. And verse 6 reads, and there were set 6 water pots of stone nearby. 6 stone water pot jars were used after the manifier of purifying of the Jews, the Jewish ceremonial washing. That's why the pots were there. Each pot could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, fill the water pots with water. And when the water, the jars had been filled, they filled them up to the brim. Jesus instructed, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them to the brim. And when Jesus said unto them, draw out now and bear to the governor. Draw out, dip some out, and take it to the governor, the master of ceremonies for the wedding. And so the servants followed his instructions. Every one of these points is drawing us one step closer to our miracle, to our breakthrough, to our healing, to our deliverance, to our salvation, to our turnaround, to our restoration. Follow his instructions. And it's so simple. Point number one, invite Jesus into the matter. Point number two, tell Jesus all about the matter, situation, business, marriage, ministry, whatever is needed, court case, whatever is needed, tell Jesus about it. Invite him in. Tell him all about it. Whatever he tells you to do after you finish talking to him, prayer is a two-way street, two-way conversation. Do what Jesus tells you to do. It could be something simple. go ask for forgiveness. It could be something simple, go and repent. It could be something simple, go and apologize. It could be something simple, go sow this amount in the offering. It could be something simple, go write this letter. Whatever it is, when he told the man to wash in the pool, and he was a noble, and he was like, what? We've got to humble ourselves. We got to be humble. We've got to do what Jesus tells us to do. We've got to follow and obey his instructions. The servants, he told them, fill the 6 water pots with water. And they did it, and they filled them to the brim. They didn't half fill them, but they filled them to the brim. We've got to fill up to the brim. Fill up with prayer. Fill up with the word. Fill up with the presence of God. Fill up with joy. Fill up with joy, love. Fill up on the things, the fruit of the Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's key. Be filled, continually filled. Today even, we can stop right here and say, Holy Spirit, fill us afresh and anew for this day that the Lord has made. That we will walk filled of the Spirit of God, rejoicing in this day, yielded and available to the Master's work so that we may do what Jesus tells us to do. Because we're filled to the brim of his Spirit. We're filled to the brim of allowing the mind of Christ, permitting it to be in us. Fill to the brim. Jesus wants to fill us to the brim like he did the 6 water pots. If we're dry and thirsty and barren and not producing, he wants to fill us to the brim that we would birth life, birth new life in Christ, that we would produce in our lives the fruit of the Spirit, his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, his gentleness, that we would walk with his self-control. Never saw Jesus lose control. We saw him indignant. We saw him dealing with unrighteousness in the house of God. Never lost self-control. Never. Always led by the Spirit of God. And that's what God wants to us. Fill up to the brim with the Word of God, with the Holy Spirit, with prayer, with praise, with the joy of the Lord. Fill to the brim. He told the servants, take and bear from the water pots, take it to the master of ceremonies. Let him try it and give the report. And they followed Jesus' instructions. John chapter 2, verse 9. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and the ruler didn't know where it was or come from. But the servants knew, those that drew it, they knew what had taken place. So the governor of the feast calls the bridegroom over and he compliments him. He says, a host always, every man from the beginning of the ceremony, from the beginning of the wedding party, they set out the good wine. They start with the good wine. But after a while, after everybody has well drunk and their taste buds aren't so sensitive and the party's been going on 2 or 3 hours, they say then that man would slide out that which is worse, because they're like, oh, nobody's going to know. But the master of the ceremony compliments the bridegroom and says, but you have kept the good wine until now. You, instead of bringing out the cheap stuff after everyone is well drunk, you have kept the expensive wine even until now. You have kept the best until now. Verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. And doing this, Jesus manifested forth his glory. And his disciples believed on him. Point number 4. Give what God has given you to the world. Do you see it? Through a miracle, Jesus worked a miracle and his mother was witness, and the servants bear witness, and everybody at the wedding was a partaker of the miracle. But those that saw it from start to finish knew what the Lord had done. And so in our lives, God wants us, even as Jesus said, take it and now give it to the master of the ceremony. He took it. He celebrated and complimented the bridegroom for keeping the expensive and the best wine till now. And he gave it to the people. And God wants us to give him, which is in us, Christ in us, abiding in us, making his abode in us. Holy Spirit of God making his abode in us, dwelling in us, earthen vessels. He wants us to give what he has given us to the world. Give Christ away to the world. Give the testimony of Jesus Christ away to the world. There is somebody waiting for the new wine that's in you for you to pour it out. God has made us to be earthen vessels. We are just like the six pots were sitting there in the marriage wedding. We are a earthen vessel. Those were like pots made of stone. We are an earthen vessel. And Jesus, the scripture says, you can't put old wine in a new wineskin. We are that new wineskin that carries forth the wine of the word, the truth of the word, to supply the needs of the world through Christ. And so give, like we see in the parable, give that new wine. Christ performed a miracle, put water in the clay pots, and when they drew it out, it was the best, most expensive wine that they had tasted it. And he said, many people start out with the best, but you, man of God, bridegroom, you have kept it until all the way through. So God wants us to start out with his best, but he wants us to continue to give out, continue to house his new wine, continue to pour it out on dry and dusty, parched souls that are awaiting for the new wine of Jesus Christ, souls that are sitting in darkness, that don't know the truth of God's love for them, don't know his mercy, don't know that his grace is extended, don't know that he's called them according to his plan and purpose for their life. Those that are lost in mistaken identity, those that are lost and think, I've done so much, surely he can't forgive me. It's up to you and I to let the world know God's hand is outstretched to you, just like the father was in the story of the parable of the prodigal son. The father's arms were outstretched. God's arms are outstretched today. I pray that as we're looking at the miracles, just walking through the scriptures, John 2 verses 1 through 11, looking at the miracles of Jesus, looking at what are the components to receiving breakthrough and miracles. Number one, invite God in. At the beginning, invite him in. Invite him in. If you've neglected to or forgotten to, it's not too late. Invite him in. Number one, invite him into your heart. I had to invite him into my heart. I had to ask him to be my Lord and Savior. I had to ask him to forgive me of my sins, to wash and to cleanse me. I had to ask him to change my heart and appetite and desires and wants and bring them into the submission to his will and his word. Invite Jesus in. tell him about the problem. Confess to him your weaknesses and infirmities. And ask him to give you the grace to serve him, the grace to obey him, the grace to walk holy and upright and righteous before him. Fill up to the brim. Ask him to fill you to the brim with the Holy Spirit of God. Ask him to fill you with his word. Ask him to fill you with prayer and a heart and a hunger and a thirst for prayer and a desire. Ask him to fill you with the praises of the Lord being in our mouth and releasing them to him. Ask him to fill you with the joy of his salvation, our salvation. He is. Ask God to give you grace to follow Jesus' instruction, for the grace to do what he tells you to do, when he tells you to do, grace to obey God today. Ask God to give you boldness and courage to share the new wine with the world, to share the truth of the gospel of Jesus with a hungry and dying world that is in need of him. So we pray today that the teaching about Jesus, this is the first miracle of Jesus, and it was to turn water into wine. And we are, as we see in this passage of scripture, earthen vessels built to carry the new wine of the gospel to the world. So I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. You've been listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. We are VIP. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We appreciate you guys listening to the radio broadcast. We thank God for you. We pray that you would come and visit us Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. at VIP. We like to say you may come as a visitor, but you are going to leave as family. You're going to leave knowing that God loves you and that he has a plan for your life. And as long as you have breath in your lungs, it's not too late. It's not too late. God's desire is that none should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge and the truth, saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So we pray today, if you need prayer, reach out to us. Let us pray and agree with you for God to turn your situation around, for God to touch lost loved ones, God to touch and restore and bring your children into salvation, God to touch and heal and deliver, turn around marriages, turn around businesses, turn around homes, turn around and touch bodies. We just pray in the name of Jesus that you would experience a miracle today, just like we looked at in the Word. Be blessed. May God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there.